I'll borrow another example from my friend Bruce Goldberg, your caloric consumption. Look at how much you consume per year, if you are classified as human, close to 800,000 calories. No single day, not even Thanksgiving at your great aunt's, will represent a large share of that. Even if you tried to kill yourself by eating, that day's calories would not seriously affect your yearly consumption. Now, if I told you that it is possible to run into someone who weighs several thousand tons or stands several hundred miles tall, you would be perfectly justified in having my frontal lobe examined or in suggesting that I switch to science fiction writing. But you cannot so easily rule out extreme variations with a different brand of quantities, to which we turn next. The Strange Country of Extremistan. Consider by comparison the net worth of the thousand people you lined up in the stadium. Add to them the wealthiest person to be found on the planet, say, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. Assume his net worth to be close to $80 billion, with the total capital of the others around a few million. How much of the total wealth would he represent? 99.9%? Indeed, all the others would represent no more than a rounding error for his net worth, the variation of his personal portfolio over the past second. For someone's weight to represent such a share, he would need to weigh 50 million pounds. Try it again with, say, book sales. Line up 1,000 authors, or people begging to get published, but calling themselves authors instead of waiters, and check their book sales. Then add the living writer who currently has the most readers. J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, with several hundred million books sold, will dwarf the remaining 1,000 authors with, say, collectively a few hundred thousand readers at most. Try it also with academic citations, the mention of one academic by another academic in a formal publication, media references, income, company size, and so on. Let us call these social matters, as they are man-made, as opposed to physical ones, like the size of waistlines. In extremistan, inequalities are such that one single observation can disproportionately impact the aggregate or the total. So while weight, height, and calorie consumption are from mediocristan, wealth is not. Almost all social matters are from extremistan. Another way to say it is that social quantities are informational, not physical. You cannot touch them. Money in a bank account is something important, but certainly not physical. As such, it can take any value without necessitating the expenditure of energy. It is just a number. Note that before the advent of modern technology, wars used to belong to mediocristan. It is hard to kill many people if you need to slaughter them one at a time. Today, with tools of mass destruction, all it takes is a button, a nutcase, or a small error to wipe out the planet. Look at the implication for the black swan. Extremistan can produce black swans, and does, since a few occurrences have had huge influences on history. This is the main idea of this book.